I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A town hall last night on a proposed camping ban along waterways in Colorado Springs largely turned into a referendum on homelessness. Proponents argued for safety, trash, and water quality issues. Opponents argued the issues aren't entirely due to people experiencing homelessness. Others still, like Glenn Pressman, who identified himself as a board member of the Friends of Red Rock Canyon Open Space, wonder about where people would go.
Our board is opposed to the ban until there is a plan in place for the displaced campers.
The proposed ordinance would ban camping within 100 feet of a waterway. City Council is expected to take up the measure at the end of the month. About a third of the state of Colorado is experiencing severe drought. That's according to recent data from the U.S. Drought Monitor report released yesterday. The southwest corner of the state is categorized as in exceptional drought, the highest designation. At this time last year, about 94% of Colorado had received adequate moisture. Now more than three quarters of the state is abnormally dry, and close to half is considered to be in severe drought. The cost of living in Colorado Springs rose to the highest level in more than a decade when compared with the national average in the first quarter of the year. The Gazette reports higher utility costs and gasoline prices lifted local costs to 97.7% of the national average, according to the Council for Community and Economic Research in Arlington, Virginia. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.